Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for October 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and pomaa today. Spring has sprung, and we are just 2 months away from NZART's centennial year kicking off. Activities have been planned for next year's centennial celebrations with a QSO challenge and portable day on January 1st. All information regarding these events can be found on page 20 of your latest break-in. The updated draft repeater maps are on the NZART website ready to be viewed and have changes made before going into call book for 2026 as well as going live on our website. The repeater maps can be viewed at nzart.org.nz under the info tab and look for repeater maps. Could any changes please be emailed to maps@nzart.org.nz. Speaking of call book, I am head down, bum down, updating call book for release with the January-February edition of Break-In. This will be a special centennial edition with four addresses. Due to restrictions from RSM, it will be a printed copy only, posted to members. No online copy will be available. Call book will only be available to current NZART members as of January 1, 2026. Subs are now due for 2026, and you have until the end of November to take advantage of the $15 rebate. The NZART Centennial Conference is also gearing up for our Centennial AGM on King's Birthday. Invitations to all regions of IARU, as well as WIA, RSGB, ARRL for a representative of each of those organisations to attend our AGM have gone out. The AGM will be held at the Waipuna Conference Centre in Auckland with accommodation prices specially negotiated. Please use the code NZART0526 when booking your accommodation, or there will be a list of other accommodation available with registration. Please check the latest issue of InfoLine for more information. Conference registration forms will be out by the end of December. ZL100C, the special call sign for Conference 100, is currently being put on all frequencies to help promote the centennial celebrations. They have received over 3,000 contacts to date. Contact David Koresh, ZL1DK, at nzart.org.nz to register interest for using the ZL100C call sign. Some good forum topics are already there. However, if you would like to see a topic for forums, email conferencecommittee@nzart.org.nz. There is a website up and running for the AGM. The address is nzart100conference.nzart.org.nz. Please keep an eye on this site for conference updates. Updated amateur radio examination study guides that will be used from January 2026 are available for download from the NZART website. Head over to nzart.org.nz, look under the Learn tab, go to study guides to download. Please remember, these new guides go into effect from January 1 next year. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, will be holding a used equipment sale next Saturday, the 1st of November, at the Rosebank Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Tables are $20 each, prepay or pay on the day. Now, the venue opens for sellers at 8 a.m. and for buyers at 9 a.m. The sale closes at midday. A cafeteria will be available with tea, coffee, soft drinks, biscuits and hot finger food. NZRT branches, private and commercial vendors are welcome. RWB ICOM will be at the sale, as will the QSL Bureau. Now, for table bookings, contact Tony ZL1TLC. Email wsrc@outlook.co.nz. wsrc@outlook.co.nz. Or you can telephone 021 0251 0059. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club used equipment sale next Saturday, the 1st of November, at the Rosebank Primary School Hall in Avondale. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings, everyone. Well, for those of you who have been battling whatever Mother Nature's been throwing at us lately, I hope you're all safe, dry, and getting back to normal. It's certainly been a tumultuous couple of weeks. Daniel mentioned quite a few things earlier in tonight's broadcast, but I'll try and give you a bit more detail where it's useful. We're now heading into the last quarter of the year, so there are a few things we should all start thinking about. First, to our branches. Are your members happy with how the association is representing you? Or do you feel there are things we could be doing differently? If so, submitting a remit to the upcoming Centennial AGM in Auckland is the best way to make change happen. Now is the time to start thinking about it. You have until the 31st of December 2025 to get those remits in. Individuals can also submit a remit, but you'll need the support and signatures of at least five other NZART members before sending it through to council. And don't forget, you'll need to have paid your 2026 annual subscription to make sure you can vote on remits next year. Subscriptions are due by the 31st of December 2025. As Daniel also mentioned, planning is well underway for next year's annual conference over King's Birthday weekend. Since it's our centenary year, we're really hoping to see as many members there as possible. So to make things a little easier, the committee has agreed to introduce a payment plan for the registration fee. The total fee payable for a registration per person will be $295. But if you prefer, you can pay this off in three monthly instalments of $100, with the final payment being made on or before the 30th of April next year. A registration form will be available by the end of November on the NZRT website. You'll also see a simple tick box on the form if you'd like to use the payment plan option. And finally, as Daniel also noted, the updated study guide, question bank, and amateur examination software are now available from the NZRT website. These new versions come into effect from 1 January 2026. So if you're running a ham cram weekend before then, please continue using the current versions. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Mā te wā. Hope to see you again soon.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our business manager. A quick look tonight at upcoming contests. Field Day Contest, all bands 6 metres and above. This will be held on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of December. Operating periods are 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Saturday and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. A reminder too of H Night this year on Monday the 8th of December on the 80 metre band, commencing at 7:30 p.m. And looking ahead, the next Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest. This will be held on Saturday the 28th of February 2026 and Sunday the 1st of March in 2026. Full details and the rules for the contests I've mentioned tonight can be found on the NZART website, www.nzart.org.nz. Look under the Activities tab and then Contests. For an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
In various parts of the world, emergency communicators continue to promote the use of the amateur service as well as other modes and methods to the next generation. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, tells us how hams in India are continuing to make that transition.
In India, ham radio operators are focusing more on DMR, digital mobile radio, as an alternative to analog VHF, UHF and HF. 50 young hams were recently given training in DMR programming and operating by the Indian Academy of Communication and Disaster Management and the West Bengal Radio Club, led by Jayanta VU2 TFR and Sumaya VU3 FWK. According to the club secretary, Ambrash Nag Biswa, VU2 JFA, this was the first hands-on training in DMR for radio operators who will be using DMR in the vast remote Delta region known as the Sundarbans. Deepak Chakraborty, VU2 TLW, the Academy's vice principal, told the group afterwards that DMR's potential in such remote areas has prompted the Academy to plan yet another workshop focusing specifically on those challenged regions. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, members of the Ham Radio Emergency Communications Group Incorporated, DX1HAM, devoted part of the 68th Annual Jamboree on the Air Scouting Activities on October 18th to teach Boy Scouts of the Philippines the basics of operating two-way radios. The hams were preparing the next generation to be familiar with the kind of radios used by licensed emergency communicators when severe storms imperil public safety in their Western Pacific Island archipelago. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, with news received from NZART branches.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another roundup of news from your region. And we start from the Hawke's Bay Amateur Radio Club. The annual general meeting is to be held on the 26th of November, starting 7:30 p.m. at Pakawai Hall. This is also the homebrew competition night, noting that photos of entries in the competition that otherwise won't fit through the door are acceptable. And just a note that there will be a fox hunt on the 16th of November starting at 10 a.m. on a frequency of 144.425 MHz. The fox transmitter will be within the confines of the Havelock suburban boundaries, and the event will be held wet or fine, and you may start from any position you choose. Have a look at the detailed rules in your club newsletter. Down to the Kapiti Amateur Radio Society, Branch 69 NZART, where there will be a used equipment sale on Saturday the 1st of November at the clubrooms on the corner of Aorangi Road and Tutanakai Street, next to Memorial Hall in Paraparaumu. Start time for selling 10 a.m. Sellers set up at 9:30 a.m. Tables are available. Please contact capitybranch69@gmail.com. That's capitybranch69@gmail.com for more details. To the Wellington VHF Group, Branch 74 NZART. The next meeting is on the 30th of October, and this will be a triple bill. The annual general meeting at 7:30 p.m. The general meeting, which is a show and tell, and the AREC section annual general meeting. For the show and tell, you will get a chocolate fish if you bring something along. Wellington Branch 50 has a workshop on remote control of your amateur rig on Sunday the 2nd of November at 1:30 p.m. Mike, 01AXG, will discuss a couple of different options for the remote control of your rig. Look to your newsletter for details and location. And Tuesday, the 18th of November, is the regular meeting of Wellington Branch 50, which will feature E-Ben ZL2EF on HF antenna experiments, gathering at the Johnsonville Community Centre at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the 18th of November. To the South Island now, and Marlborough Branch 22 has a fox hunt on Thursday, the 13th of November. Look in your newsletter for more details. Over to Nelson Branch 26 in ZRT, and there will be a camp over at Paratai at Lee Valley Road in Brightwater in Nelson over the weekend of the 1st and 2nd of November. Now this is a relaxed, unstructured weekend, and it's planned to socialise and play with antennas and so on and so forth. There will be a potluck lunch on Saturday, barbecue provided, and a sausage or two will be thrown in. Day visitors are obviously more than welcome. And if you've got questions, have a look at the club newsletter or contact Stuart, it's ZL2STR, by email at strobnz@gmail.com. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are usually held on Wednesdays at the club rooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 5th of November, Dave ZL4DK will talk on the ZA1 amplifier, building a replica of the original amplifier. On the 19th of November, the topic is What's New at JCAR? And on the 26th of November, Peter ZL4LV will talk on 70cm antenna measurement with a VNA. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.